This goes to Dr. Lowry, Lowrey, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Nicole, Nicole Vasquez, Vasquez. Date of birth, July 4th, 1976. Dear Dr. Lowry, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Ms. Vasquez, who was seen originally on May 9th of 2023 as a post-hospital follow-up visit by Dr. Fuente. She was in the hospital in March of 2023 for acute on chronic renal failure with the secondary to diuretic effect. And diuretics were stopped, although he also believed she had diabetic nephropathy and nephrotic syndrome with negative serology. She was scheduled for follow-up visit in August, but did not show at that time. Then she was rehospitalized in ELMA, 1-2 of 24 through 1-8 of 24 for erosive esophagitis and with continuing stage 3 chronic kidney disease. The patient has an IVC filter she had after blood clots, pulmonary embolism, and DVT in the lower leg. And the IVC filter has moved, so she does follow with a surgeon in Ann Arbor and also sees a cardiologist in Ann Arbor. She's complaining of increased swelling in her lower extremities for approximately the last week, but she has not been careful about limiting fluids or salt intake, and she is willing to start doing that. And since she was seen in May of 2023, her weight is down 10 pounds. She currently has no chest pain or palpitations. She has some dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena currently. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Quantity seems to be good. No orthopnea or PND. She also had a CT scan of the pelvis done 12/29 of 23 that showed non-obstructive kidney stones without hydronephrosis in both kidneys, and they were sizes up to 2 millimeter in the central right kidney. That was the largest one they could see. Physical exam, weight 234 pounds, pulse 86, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure 136 over 58, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese without ascites. And she has 1 to 2 plus edema of the lower extremities. When she was seen in May of 2023, she had 2 to 3 plus edema. So it's actually slightly less. And her weight is down 10 pounds. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 9th of 2024. Creatinine was 1.91. Estimated GFR is 32. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 8.8. Albumin is 3.6. Magnesium was 1.5. Hemoglobin was 8.9 after the erosive esophagitis episode. Normal white count and platelets were 532,000. Medication list was reviewed. I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily, and hydralazine, 25 milligrams three times a day, Coreg, 25 milligrams twice a day, Protonix, 40 milligrams daily, amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily, and Xarelto, 20 milligram daily. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. When we were seeing her in May of 2023, creatinine level was 1.8. So those levels are fluctuating, but stable. no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. 4, history of deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism. She is anticoagulated with Xarelto, and she's following with specialists at U of M for the IVC filter that has displaced itself slightly. The patient will continue to have lab studies every 1 to 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.